Pakistan vows to arrest human traffickers after Mediterranean smuggler disaster. By Breitbart London on June 19, 2023. Islamabad, AP, Pakistan on Monday widened its manhunt for human traffickers after a tragedy off the Greek coast last week that left more than 500 migrants feared drowned, including many Pakistanis, officials said. With no definitive casualty numbers announced, families feared for the fate of their loved ones and the nation observed a day of mourning Monday, declared by Prime Minister Shahbaz Sharif's government. The Pakistani flag was flying at half-staff, and lawmakers in the National Assembly, the lower house of the parliament, expressed their condolences. The fishing trawler packed with migrants overturned and went down early Wednesday off southwestern Greece in one of the deadliest ever incidents in the central Mediterranean Sea. The vessel was carrying as many as 750 people, including scores of Pakistanis, when it sank in international waters. A search and rescue operation has since been underway. Pakistan's embassy in Athens has so far identified 12 Pakistani nationals rescued by the Coast Guard. Pakistan's Interior Minister Rana Sanaullah Khan said the country's federal investigation agency launched a crackdown against human smugglers, arresting key suspects in the eastern city of Lahore and Karachi, the capital of southern Sindh province. All the people involved in this tragedy will be brought to justice, the minister pledged in a statement, adding that Sharif's government will further toughen existing laws to include harsh punishments for human traffickers. So far, authorities have detained nearly two dozen suspects, including two key suspected traffickers in Pakistan, and at least 12 people involved in sending young men to Libya for the onward journey to Europe. Senior Pakistani officer Khalid Chauhan said Sunday that police picked up the suspects amid the crackdown on traffickers and were interrogating them for their alleged roles in luring, trapping and extracting huge amounts of money to send the men abroad. Abdul Jabbar, a top official at the Federal Investigation Agency, appealed to families of those who died in the boat incident or went missing to come forward and share information about the smugglers. He promised the families of the victims would not be arrested but rather they will be treated as victims themselves. Pakistani officials also collected DNA samples from relatives and said they would send the results to Greece to help identify victims. Since the news of the incident spread, people have been offering their support to relatives of those presumed to have been on the boat. Some of the survivors have contacted their families, narrating how the boat sank.